Big Sean. It's your boy T.I., man.
Hey, what's up? This Jay-Z.
What's up, man? It's your homeboy T-Pain.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's a little homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man.
You know who it is? It's B.O.B.
Hey, yo, this is Eminem.
This is your boy Gucci Man LaFleur.
Kid 50 Cent.
Hey, what up? It's your boy Darrell Music.
What up, y'all? This is J. Cole.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on? It's Fat Joe.
Yo, this is your boy Weezy.
Yo, what's up? This is Dr. Dre.
Yo, this is Usher.
It's your boy Drizzy Drake.
Yo, check it out. This is your boy P. Diddy.
You are listening to WFOD, friend to the hip-hop community.
Dick's Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
What's up?
And via Skype, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hola!
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAN, or WFOD show, on Skype. Oh, boy, howdy, do we have a program for you tonight.
Titty sprinkles.
Boy, how?
Let me tell you. So much to discuss.
Yay.
As you may notice, Napier, have a bandage on my hand.
It's a pretty thick one, too.
Because I learned a valuable lesson. I feel like that's what we're here for, is to we're to relay our experiences that in life, and maybe people can learn from them.
Go ahead, Napier.
Before we go into this thing that we're sharing with people, was there a warning on the device that told you directly not to do that?
I don't know if there's a warning on it that says not to put your fingers in it.
Have they been warning you since you were a child not to touch because it's hot?
Well, no, I mean it's a sharp gardening tool. It was an electric hedge trimmer, Travis. And I was futzing about with it. I was trimming some hedges. That was its intended use. And somehow one of my fingers got in it. And I don't know how it happened, really. I mean, I imagine it happened because I put my hand up there and got it. But, like, I looked at it, and I said, oh, well, that is not good.
How much blood did you lose?
A lot. A lot. I kind of came up and I washed it out in the sink and I looked at it and I said, that's probably going to need stitches. But see, I asked for a second opinion. I called my mom,
yep,
who lives a couple blocks away. I said, hey, I put my finger in a pair of hedge trimmers,
mm-hmm,
and it's bleeding a lot. And there's a big ass cut on my finger. And I think I probably need stitches, but I was kind of hoping you could give me a second opinion. And she said, oh, yeah, I'll be right over. And she came over and she looked at it. She said, yeah, you need stitches, definitely. So I got 7 stitches in my middle finger. And the lady wanted to take x-rays because she wanted to make sure that I didn't, like, chip a bone. Because apparently if you chip a bone in your finger, that's bad. That's what I'm told, anyway.
I think bone chips are bad anywhere.
Yeah. So that happened. So now I'm wearing a bandage on my hand. And
are you going to sue the hedge trimmer company?
Well, no, because let me go get it, Travis. You and Napier talk about what a dummy I am. I'm going to go see if there's a label on it that tells me not to put my fingers in it.
Well, it seems to me that electric gardening tools, you should keep your hands away from all functioning parts.
You should have just taken, like, a weed eater, you know, to the hedges.
Oh, no, that's a pretty big warning. I think,
oh, dear, that is a very big warning.
It is a big warning. Sure. Keep hands away from blades.
And they have a picture of the fingers coming off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's even pictures, so in case you can't read, you can see fingers coming off if contact with blades.
Yeah, well, they have like a circle with a cross through it with like hands going into the blades.
And then the fingers are gone.
There's also one telling me to wear gloves, which I also didn't do. So, yeah, no,
I think their bases are covered on that one, Travis. I think
yeah,
the bases
I think
are covered.
I think they're solid. You have no case.
Yeah, yeah. See, I mean, I could probably make the argument that, like, you know, I couldn't read it. It was too small.
It's not unbig.
Unbig? I
mean, yeah.
Not unbig.
Yeah, you can see it pretty good.
I think there's a thing, though, as you, like, age, like, you start to get lessons taught to you when it comes to tools and things like that. Like, I never used to, you know, with my, like, gas-powered weed whacker, I never used to wear safety glasses, and I always used to go out in shorts and flip-flops and a couple of whaps of the string and maybe some plant excrement flying into my eye taught me that, no, you should absolutely be wearing full pant, full shoe.
Oh, I still wear shorts and flip-flops. What happened?
Is that a bad thing to do,
Travis? Do I have to learn another valuable lesson?
You might learn that valuable lesson. I did it for years. The first couple of whacks you get on your legs from a flying plant, yeah, that'll teach you. You got to wear a full pant.
And Travis, I called Napier the other day in the evening, and he relayed to me what he was doing. And it was pretty enjoyable, and I was hoping that he could share it with everyone and then catch me up on where we're at with it.
That sounds great to me.
It was a pretty good story. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, is this the barbecue?
Yeah, yeah. I called you the other day, and what were you doing?
I was making barbecue sauce.
What were you making it out of?
Well, originally I had made it out of ketchup and vinegar and brown sugar, molasses, you know, seasonings out the ass.
The famous Napier family sauce.
Yes. It was a delicious hog sauce. And I made this by hand. I made a sampler for this guy that the mother-in-law knows who needed like 8 gallons of sauce. So I said, I'll make it for you. That's fine. Here's a test batch. He said he wanted it tangy. He wanted it sweet. He wanted it a little spicy in the background.
So barbecue sauce.
Give me what's the difference between tangy and sweet?
Tangy comes more from vinegar. The sweet's going to come from your molasses and your brown sugar, white sugar, whatever you're using.
So a tang is more of a sour bite a little bit.
Yeah, it's got a little kick to it.
All right.
And then, you know, a little bit of heat in the background, throw a little cayenne in there.
Right, right, right. So you made this sauce.
Made this sauce, had the mother-in-law deliver it, and he says, no, 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 we need to go
in the... You're missing a part. You were contracted to make sauce.
Yes.
Well, subcontracted.
Subcontracted.
To make a barbecue sauce.
Yeah, the mother-in-law was getting $100 to do the sauce.
To make sauce.
Yeah.
A specialty sauce.
A homemade specialty sauce.
So when people tasted this barbecue, they said, by God, that's got something special on it.
Yep.
So she
was paid $100 to make the sauce, but instead of making the sauce, she said, I'll give you $70 to make the sauce.
Or 50.
So she made $30 for doing nothing?
Yeah, more or less.
50 plus supplies.
Well, I mean, she went out and got him. She's the manager.
That's a good business plan.
How do you get in on this subcontract and barbecue sauce deal?
Apparently just have Napier do it.
So you make a sauce, you send a sample, fella doesn't like the sauce.
He says, no, 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 we need to go in the opposite direction of that. I want sweet, and I don't want any tang, and I want something that people know.
Something more familiar.
Yeah, something familiar to their palates, which is exactly what I gave them. He's making ribs, like 20 goddamn racks of ribs. I made him delicious rib sauce.
Right.
And
can I ask you a real quick question? Yeah. Why didn't you just dump like 7 gallons of Sweet Baby Ray's into a container and say you made it?
Boy, Travis, you're finishing the story before the story.
Oh, no!
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He goes back to Napier. He says, "Hey, I don't like your sauce. Can you make something more familiar?"
And I said, "I sure as fuck can, buddy." So I got me like 4 gallons of Kansas City and like 4 gallons of Sweet Baby Ray's.
KC Masterpiece?
KC Masterpiece, yeah. And so I mixed them all into a big vat. Along with a little bit of garlic and some apple juice to thin it down and push me over that edge a little bit.
So Napier made barbecue sauce by combining several barbecue sauces. Yeah.
But you see, Mike, mine had garlic.
And apple juice.
And apple juice. It's healthier for you. It's got apples.
So I called Napier, and he's telling me this story, and he's all fucking fired up. He's like, spite making this sauce.
I delivered curse words into that sauce. That looked like a witch's brew of spite.
So let's get an update. How did he feel about this new sauce?
Did you take him the new sauce?
Oh yeah, he was brought the sauce.
Did he love it?
Yeah, fucking loved it. He said it was great.
It's familiar.
It was familiar. It was really familiar, in fact. Like, couldn't put your finger on it familiar.
But you couldn't just say, "Oh, that's Sweet Baby Ray's," because it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It was also KC Masterpiece.
And some garlic.
And some apple juice.
And some apple juice that I made in my house.
What'd you pull down from this gig?
Well, he went and bought a bunch of Sweet Baby Ray's and KC Masterpiece. So I imagine when it's all said and done, the cost of materials was probably most of the profit, right?
Well, unfortunately, my plan was to use cheap ingredients I could just get a whole shit ton of these.
Anchor vinegar. Is saying in the chat room he thinks this is an old story. Have you told other barbecue sauce stories in the past?
He's thinking of the redneck chef.
That's what the redneck chef did?
That's what the redneck chef
did. Barbecue sauce out of other barbecue sauces?
Yes.
So you followed his advice?
No, I was so angry that that's all I could think of.
What we do is we share our experiences, mm-hmm. and we learn from them.
That we do.
And the redneck chef, that was what, in his experience, that was the best barbecue sauce.
Yeah,
we all know. If you want something familiar, that's it. That's
so what'd you do with all the original sauce then?
You just made a small batch.
I just made a small batch.
For a sample.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I took what I was going to make and like shrunk it down to like a cup of sauce.
You know, here in a little bit, we are going to be joined by several other podcasts to draft the next round of the Hollywood Fantasy League. The Lotus Cast won the last round, which now makes them 3-time champions. And since we turned it into inter-podcast play, we've only won twice. So the Lotus Cast has now won our game more than we have.
Shame.
Which I don't like.
Mike, should we put my barbecue sauce in the chat? That way people can make their own failure sauce.
Did you have any Arby's this week?
No, I haven't had any Arby's. I didn't get to go.
Oh. Yep. Are you done fishing now?
No, I had a buddy over, and like every time he wanted to come over to do more mudding in my room for, getting the drywall up, that was the time I wanted to go fishing. So he would leave, and I'm not going to wait until like 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I wanted to do it in the morning on the weekend, and I didn't get a chance to.
Yeehaw! Our listeners know what time it is. It's time for a Napier fishing update. Here with Mag Napier. Yeehaw!
Update. Couldn't go out. It was a shame. I felt bad, but I bought new bait.
Have you still not caught any fish?
Well, I haven't been back out. I've had like this dude doing work in my house whenever I want to go fishing.
We'll leave him there and go fishing.
Well, I think that's rude.
Travis, when does a man truly become a fisherman? Is it when the hook hits water, or is it when he has caught his first fish?
I guess it would depend on when he feels fulfilled as a man. Does he feel fulfilled once he casts that line out, Or does he really need to have that tug of the line to feel like he's accomplished something?
I mean, if a man goes hunting,
yep,
and he never kills anything, isn't he just a camper?
Yeah, with a gun.
He's just a camper, right?
Yeah, but with a gun.
I mean, once he's cured his bloodlust and he's actually killed an animal in the wild and felt its dying breath against his cheek, only then is he truly a hunter, right?
Well, if we can be honest, if we're talking about quote-unquote hunters, most of those guys are just dudes sitting in a tree hungover with their cell phone on really, really quietly and a mug of, like, fucking hot chocolate glancing out of their tree stand once in a while.
I go bowling sometimes with my lady, but I wouldn't call myself a bowler.
No. You ever bowl over 100?
Yeah.
You're a bowler.
You see, because I'm a lefty, Travis. I have a natural curve.
Nice.
I mean, you're not gonna get me out on a bowling course or a bowling alley and see me shoot under 100. I'm not some chump. I'm a natural-born athlete.
I do like the term bowling course.
Bowling course. You know, go out on the bowling course. Throw some balls.
Can I tell you another thing I hate about Twitter, Mike?
What's that?
You got all these people, like, quoting these political people and say, RT, if you think this is wrong, and they get 10,000 retweets, while I tweet pictures of little baby deer in my front yard next to a slip and slide, and tweet, I half expect them to jump on the slip and slide, and that gets nothing. Again, no traction on that. Nobody loves baby deer next to slip and slides. That's why Twitter's garbage.
A deer on a slip and slide. I wish I had seen that, Travis. I definitely would have given that the WFOD bump for sure.
Unbelievable. People just—it's just the rage. People want the rage.
See, I like that that Twitter account, the Dodo, because they have lots of cute animal things. But I don't need to follow the Dodo because I follow Mark Hamill, and Mark Hamill retweets all of the Dodo's tweets.
That's where I see my Dodo tweets, is Mark Hamill.
And so you don't need to follow the Dodo. You can just follow Mark Hamill, and then you can follow, you know, get Mark Hamill's tweets, but also the Dodo's tweets.
Is he the one that retweeted the one with the seal that jumped on the boat because those whales were going to eat him the other day?
Yeah, the seal that jumped on the boat to get away from all the Shamus.
Like, hung out. He, like, jumped on the boat, and he's, like, looking around. He's like, oh, shit, thanks, guys.
Yeah, they're like, hey, guys, don't throw me off this boat. I don't want to get eaten by a big old whale.
Big
Travis,
fan.
Travis, this is what you do. Delete that original photo of the deer next to the slip and slide and recaption it, you know, day 10 of summer and my son still won't use the slip and slide.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Just, if you make it something cutesy, people are going to go for it.
They're going to be all over it?
Yeah.
It's a baby deer. Baby deer's pretty cute.
That's not good enough anymore. You got to caption it. Got to put weird shit on there.
Speaking of Twitter, I saw something fun today. Past guest John Popper is in a big battle on Twitter with something called the Ass Bot.
Nice.
There's an Ass Bot that replies to people, and all of their tweets are about, like, pro wrestling or Smash Mouth or something. And the Ass Bot sent out a reply. It's automated. This guy isn't actually doing it, but he created the Ass Bot to just reply weird shit to people.
Yeah.
And one of its go-to replies was something about Blues Traveler. And John Popper was not happy about this. So John Popper tracked down the guy who created the Ass Bot and put the guy's, like, real name and address on Twitter, and then, like, some really savage Blues Traveler fans were threatening the guy because, you know, you don't fuck with John Popper by mocking his 90s nostalgia value or he'll dox you. And so the Ass Bot had to come down to appease John Popper. John Popper's pretty pissed off at the Ass Bot. I just saw an article about it and thought it was pretty funny.
Do you think
he didn't hashtag delete his Twitter? The ass bot?
The ass bot?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He didn't hashtag delete his Twitter after that?
No, he didn't delete his Twitter. No, it's still there. But he reported John Popper for doxing him. And he's bummed out that Twitter isn't responding by removing the Blues Traveler account.
Yeah, some places that could get that done.
I guess, you know, if you got money, then you can do whatever, you know, without repercussions.
Thanks, Trump.
Yep.
I don't know.
Is it break time?
No. Why? Are you jonesing for a break already?
Oh, no, I just didn't know when we were going to do the movie day.
At 8:30.
Okay.
I mean, if you're in a hurry, I guess we could break.
Oh, no, I just didn't know what time it was. I
ordered some socks from China this last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
some China socks?
Well, just black athletic socks, you know. I didn't want to pay those outrageous Walmart prices for a pack of socks.
So, no. I mean, you were a man who shops for bargains.
That's right. I want a bargain. So I jumped on the old eBay looking for new athletic socks, new in package, mind you. And best deal I found came out of China. I had, it was a 5-pack of black athletic socks. They wanted $2.76. I had like 97 cents in eBay bucks. So I paid less than $2 for a pair, 5 pair of black athletic socks. Nice. I just have to wait 3 to 4 weeks for delivery.
Huh. See, the thing about China is I've ordered clothing from China before, and they, their sizing is a lot smaller.
Yeah, I should have known that it might be kind of a crapshoot, and I guess it's fine because it was like $1.60-something or $1.70-something for 5 pairs of socks, because the wife just got done with that. She bought a swimsuit, but the thing about my wife, is
my
when she
wife!
Buys things online, she doesn't pay attention where it's coming from or anything. One time she, when the kids were very little, she thought she was getting like this smoking deal on this little tyke's like outdoor playground equipment. It had like a picnic table and like one of those little push things with your feet you can sit in. It's like a car, but it was like a 6-piece little tyke's Fisher Price kind of plastic thing set. And when it came in the mail, it came in like a little box, and she opened up the little box, and it was little tyke's branded stuff. But it was for those tiny little action figures for babies. It wasn't actually for kids to be able to use. So she thought it was full-size stuff. But so she doesn't pay attention. She bought a swimsuit from China. Came in. Obviously, it was ridiculously small. She said, hey, this is ridiculously small. They said, hey, don't worry about it. Go ahead and keep that swimsuit. We'll send you a replacement of a bigger size. Well, she just got that 2 days ago, and it is also way too small.
I saw something cool at Walmart the other day. They have Legos that like have adhesive on the back. It's like strips of Legos that you can stick to stuff and then make them Legos. They're like as seen on TV Lego strips. Like you can put them on like your wall and then make your wall a Lego wall. And like you can add it to action figures and make your action figures Lego action figures. It was really kind of cool.
What do they soak you for some of those?
They were like $12. And you get quite a few of them too. It was pretty cool. I don't know why Lego would be okay with it. Lego's probably like, no, you can't make little Legos, you not Lego guys. But it says on there, right on the package, it says, oh yeah, you can do these with Legos and then like three other brands that aren't Legos that I guess are Lego
pretty
adjacent.
Much Legos.
Like yeah. The Chinese Legos.
Yeah. They're just a little bit smaller though, so the holes don't fit.
But no, I thought they were really cool. I mean, I don't have any Legos and I don't have any use for them, and so I didn't purchase them, but I appreciated the idea. So
that
if you're out
neat.
There in a Dickerland and you're a fan of Legos, I advise you to go check these out because they're neat. I don't have any use for them, but I appreciated them.
I'm kind of into that. We're currently redoing my son's bedroom, repainting and everything, and I think that'd be something. He's really into Legos, so that might be something right up my alley. I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's neat. Check it out, Travis. I'm telling you. It was in the toy section, but it wasn't in the toy section. It was like in the aisle. It was like an island.
Okay. Yep. I know.
It's exactly. Probably different at your store, Travis.
I would assume so, because they constantly change where like the 788 Blu-ray bin goes. So
Travis, you tell me if you can't find it, and I'll just buy some and send them to you.
Will do. I'll be on the lookout next time I'm in the old Walmart.
Yeah, you check it out and see if you can find those. Because
we should ask in a little while. We should ask our new contestant for HFL if he's seen those. He does spend a lot of time.
A lot of time at Walmart. That's what I'm told.
Mm-hmm. But every day, every single day, he's
posts a video of himself in Walmart.
Why?
Because he wants you to know he was there.
He loves Walmart.
He loves it.
Fair enough.
So we'll take a break now.
Yay.
I guess Travis, are you still mad at me? Or are you not mad at me anymore?
Why is Travis mad at you?
Travis was mad at me earlier this week. But he's not
I was mad at Mike for like two solid days, like really like upset with him.
He was giving me the silent treatment.
Yep. Did not want to really talk to him because if I say something about not having friends and he's like, well, what the hell am I? And I say, come on, man, are we? And he's like, well, we talk all the time. And I say, you're right. You know what? You are right, Mike. We are friends.
We are friends. We're good friends.
And then he doesn't share something pretty, like a pretty big life change with me. And I find out 2 weeks later, and not by him, by his lady friend posting something on Facebook where she tags him. And I'm like, what the fuck?
She tagged me in our life event.
Yep, you tagged him in the life event. I saw it, and I was like, I didn't say anything. I didn't comment on it. And then Mike made a comment, and I was like, you fucker. And it was two solid days, not impressed with our friendship.
Travis, I found out pretty much the same day you did.
Not impressed.
I just didn't bring it up.
Yeah, it's really kind of a really strange thing to not bring up to a couple of your really good pals that you've talked to twice since it happened.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
It is really strange.
Now, I mean, like, when I look back at it, Travis, it does seem kind of weird.
Yeah, fucking no shit.
I mean, at the time, I wasn't thinking it was weird. It just, it didn't come up.
Right.
But now that I'm, like, looking back at it, I was like, I should have told my two good pals I got married. I should have told them that.
Should have told my good buddies one of the biggest life events.
I should have mentioned that.
I invited you to my life event.
Yeah. It's pretty weird. All right, guys, let's take a break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Thanks for hanging out. We'll be back with our pals, our good friends. We have Matt from the Lotus Cast, Jim Chadman from Not Safe for Water Coolers, and Rob from the Random Ramblings with Rob will be here.
I'm a big fan of two out of three of those. You can go ahead and guess which ones.
We love you all.
I love to be witty and shit and nasty with my buddies.
I got a reply to Addie's text.
What should I do?
Be chill.
What?
Send an emoji.
Okay, be cool.
Welcome to the secret world inside your phone,
woo-hoo!
Where emojis like me work and live. Here, each of us does one thing, and we have to nail it every time.
Incoming text!
All right, we're a go for eggplant.
Who, me?
Be yourself, man. Four, nobody's ever sent an three, eggplant and meant two, eggplant. Embrace the dick, man. Go!
What is that?
I've got to get this phone fixed. This has never happened before. And now Alex has made an appointment to wipe out his phone.
If Alex deletes the phone, our whole world gets wiped out.
I'm not going to run away from this. I made a mistake, but I'm going to fix it.
The Emoji Movie.
Oh, no.
I'm positively euphoric right now.
Express the sale.
Are you ready? Ah! It's time for me to take it. I'm the boss right now. Not gonna fake it. Not when you go down, because this is my game, and you better come to play. used to hold my freight back. Now I'm letting go. Make my own choices. Yeah, I run this show. So leave the lights on. No, you can't make me behave. So you say that I'm complicated. Then I must be out of my mind. Or you have me underrated. Rated. Rated. What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? Uh-huh. What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? Uh-huh. It's time to get the chains out. Is your tongue tied up? Because this is my ground. And I'm dangerous. And you can get off. But it's all about me tonight. So you say that I'm complicated. That I must be out of my mind. Well, you had me underrated. Rated. Rated. What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? Uh-huh. What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? Uh-huh. What's wrong with being? So you say that I'm complicated. But you had me underrated. Yeah, yeah. What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? Uh-huh. What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident?
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
The courthouse that we went to, they just were handing out cards.
Keep this close to your heart.
That's actually a good business model. Our horses are being just laying out at the courthouse.
Can you call in sick for work? Come over and grab me.
So are all my courthouse homies in the Skype here?
Sounds like we got a lot of courthouse homies.
Well, everybody's saying, hey, you know, when I went to the courthouse.
Oh, no, you
have to go to the courthouse.
Yeah, everybody has to go to the courthouse at some point.
Oh, that's, you don't.
Well, I mean, I'm obligated because I'm black, so.
Is that a rule?
Am I allowed to laugh at that joke?
Yeah, I said it, so you're allowed to.
Guys, we're back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Don't call us right now, though. We're busy. We are going to draft the next round of the Hollywood Fantasy League. Matt, congratulations are in order.
Thank you.
You are the champion of the last round.
I did have egg on my face with the saying that Spider-Man was going to beat everything.
Shit.
Spider-Man did not beat everything. That did not happen.
Is that why you're wearing the same tank top tonight, Matt? Do you feel like it's like your lucky tank top, or is that your podcasting tank top?
This tank top is just the only one that I have.
So how does it normally work? You go to the courthouse and you say, hey, I need this thing, and then you go do it somewhere else? So I just figured you did the whole thing while you were there. Well, you can
no,
get
you,
a...
you, most people have a separate ceremony and they just have the piece of paper and pretend that the ceremony is the thing that makes them married when really it's just that legal document.
Oh. So I didn't even need to do
that. You pick
the
up the certificate first.
Then was the other thing just for show? Could I have just left?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all for show. Yeah,
you really could have. It's just a piece of paper.
Oh, that was the part I had to wait in line the longest for.
Where did you go?
The courthouse.
Oh.
Well, and see, that's probably it then. You have a ceremony celebrating the fact that you waited in line for so long to get that piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. Rob, have you seen the As Seen on TV strips of things you can make anything into Legos?
What?
They have them at Walmart. It's like strips. It's like got an adhesive on the back, and you can just stick it to stuff and make it Legos. They're neat
things,
Rob. I saw them at the Walmart, thought they were cool, and somebody said, oh, you should ask Rob if he's seen them.
I have not come across this yet, and I was just in Walmart yesterday. And
you're kidding, really?
Oh, no.
So you went to Walmart yesterday?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go after we finish recording.
I figured, probably, right?
Because it was too close to crunch time. That's why I didn't go right now.
So if anyone is unfamiliar the way the Hollywood Fantasy League works, we're going to do a draft similar to that of fantasy sports. Whoever picks first in the first round will pick last in the second round. The draft snakes around. We're going to do four rounds.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Are we going to all pretend that we know who Rob is?
I've been here before.
Rob's been on the show before.
Also, are you going by Big Mike now? Is that something I'm supposed to know before?
Did he call me Big Mike?
I think so.
Rob is the host of a podcast called The Random Ramblings with Rob. You can get that on iTunes. You can follow him on Twitter at It's B Rob.
I'd never heard that episode with Rob. Was that a while ago?
It was delightful.
Yes.
Oh. It's one of my favorites. We talked a lot about wrestling and Walmart autographs.
Yeah, we like Rob. Rob's a good guy, Matt.
Well, yeah, yay. Rob, it's a pleasure to to meet you.
Matt is of the Lotus Cast. You can hear the Lotus Cast Thursday nights on strangelabel.com. You can download past episodes of the Lotus Cast at thelotuscast.podbean.com. Find Jim's Tumblr page to download episodes of his
book. Oh, no.
Not safe for water coolers.tumblr.com.
So it's Pornhub.
Yeah, check out Not Safe for Water Coolers' new episode on Pornhub.com.
So, Jim.
Yeah.
I get irritated when you shit on me on your show. But I think I probably shit on you just as much on my show. So I shouldn't take it bad because you're mean to me, too. We're mean to each other, Jim.
I think since you've I'm back in the fold of the Hollywood Fantasy League, I think I've kept my lips shut. I don't want to be excluded.
I got a thin skin, Jim. And occasionally you take shots at me and I go, that fucker Jim. I thought we were pals. But I shit on you just as much as you shit on me, so I should just shut the fuck up, probably.
Mike, you're a married man now. You got to be stronger than that for your lady now.
And Jim just found out about it on the show just now, Travis. He didn't see the thing on Facebook.
Oh, I found out 2 days ago, so welcome, Jim.
Between Mike's nuptials and the Hollywood Fantasy League, I already have my next podcast planned out. This is perfect.
It's a weird thing. Like, now that I'm looking, if I could do it all again, Jim, I would have done it first. The first thing I would have done is I would have ran out of that courthouse, and I would have got right on my phone, and I had a message, and I'd be like, Jim, guess what? But I didn't do that. I didn't do it. I did it the wrong way.
I would have liked that a lot.
You know, if you would have let me know, I could have bought you a 5-pack of black athletic socks from China.
Now, so, Travis, I'm just curious. In the light of you not learning about it, are you going to forego a wedding gift? Do you think you would have had you gotten one? Had you known beforehand?
I likely would have if given notice and said, "Hey, me and my lady, you know, my lady that I talk about all the time, and I talk to you every week, and we chat all the time on the cellular devices." If he would have said, hey, I'm getting married, I probably would have went out and tried to buy something nice for his homestead, maybe something new to water his plants with.
Like a blender?
No, something probably a new like garden hose.
Plants with your blender?
Toast? Something toaster?
Some probably something nice. Maybe one of those toasters that makes bagel sandwiches. You know, you can make the egg in the little compartment.
Oh, what about the red copper pans? I'm seeing those everywhere. You see those at Walmart, Rob?
Yeah, I see those sometimes. I see those copper pans, and I think, oh, I might want one of those. The only problem is they even have a
copper grill mats too.
They have the bottom has like kind of a scratchy surface that I feel like would be bad on my ceramic countertop.
Well, it can't be real copper either, because if it was real copper, it would cost $700,000.
Yeah.
Well, I shop at pretty high end Target, so
I would have bought Mike a fleshlight. So, well,
pennies only cost a penny.
You're definitely gonna need that fleshlight now that you're married.
So I have see, that's the thing though. I mean, we've lived together since 2007. We don't need household items. We have household items. We're fine.
I've been with my wife for
my wife
3 years. It's our 16 years. This is our 10th year of marriage, and I'd say that you don't need a lot of things, or you don't things don't change, but they do.
You know what Mike needs in this house? He needs an unfit for FM Snuggie.
What?
They can't even put out a podcast. How are they going to put out merch?
Yeah. They just released their podcast for a live show they did in May, like 2 days ago.
Check out our new episode.
Yeah, check out our new episode. We're talking about Greg Allman dying. Okay, so I have four names in this hat. Napier.
I hope one of them is mine.
Napier.
This is a fictional hat.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Turn on video so people know you're not lying.
Okay.
I'd rather just talk than do the draft, because this is going to be fucking brutal.
This is not a good draft. This is a bad draft. There's four names in this hat.
Yeah.
We've got a big improvement already for the audience at home. Mike does have sleeves intact today.
Is Napier, that from
the Adam Levine collection?
Is that Adam Levine?
No, this is not a genuine Adam Levine.
It's a knockoff.
I just thought that it was kind of a groovy pattern, guys. This is just a lounging around the house shirt. You know, this isn't like something that, like, you know, I'd wear to a wedding or anything. It's just a shirt.
Even your own.
So Napier is going to draw a name from this hat. Napier, listen to me.
Yes.
Listen to me. This is a light draft.
Yes.
If we don't get a pick, I'd say in the top two, we're fucked. But the top three, we can be okay. If we get the fourth pick, we're in fucking trouble.
Well, then.
Unless somebody fucks up.
People have been known to fuck up.
Okay.
I thought there were at least four solid bets.
Mike,
let's not forget Pod Cheese.
Okay. So.
No, I'll back his draft up.
I think he had a solid draft. It just didn't work out for him. I think Despicable Me 3 was a good pick. I still think all eyes on me. All eyes on me. What would he have taken instead? That was a fourth rounder. Who cares?
Anything else.
Okay. Napier.
Don't worry,
Pick
Mike.
The first name.
I won't let you down.
You will let me down, Napier.
Yes, you will.
The first pick in the draft goes to Not Safe for Water Coolers.
Jesus.
Oh no.
He's going to fuck it up, isn't he?
I am.
Is there another remake of a beloved children's movie coming out that he could take?
Yes, The Nut Job.
Jim, take The Nut Job. Okay, Napier, pick another name out of the hat.
Shake that hat.
The second pick goes to the Random Ramblings with Rob.
Hey.
There we go.
Fuck happening here.
Oh,
do you wait? Like, put weights in our like name every time we do this?
Well, I got a 50% shot Napier, here.
Listen to me.
Yes.
If we pick fourth,
yeah,
it's going to be really bad for us. Pick a name out of the hat.
Because August is not looking good at all.
Less competition, though. You could make some money.
Napier,
yeah.
Unfucking believable.
If we're fourth, this is really going to be bad, Napier.
I've never picked us not fourth. I'm sorry.
WFOD gets the third pick.
Ah, oh, well, shit.
So fourth is the Lotus Cast.
Yay!
So, Matt, you really got to hope somebody fucks up.
I feel really confident.
You do?
I do.
Okay, so Jim goes first. Rob goes second. We go third. Matt goes fourth. So, Jim, all the pressure's on you, buddy.
Yeah, I mean...
I think the first pick is pretty obvious.
Until I fuck it up.
It's pretty obvious, Jim.
I think it's... I think it's Thor 3. I think I'm taking Thor 3.
Really?
I would...
Okay.
What is the more first overall pick obvious?
Of the draft,
it's not
Jim
bad.
Takes Thor 3.
Fucking fuck it up.
Let him pick again.
It's not the Annie remake. You did just fine.
No, Thor 3 we had second. Thor 3 is a solid pick.
I'm curious to see who you had. Let's see what 2 is.
Rob has the second pick. Rob.
Son of a bitch.
Were you going to take Thor 3?
No, see, it's 4 rounds, right?
Yeah.
And I totally misunderstood, so I thought we was going to go by month. So I was looking at
No,
August.
No. Yeah, you just get any movie.
Take whatever you want.
From that period of time.
Sweet baby.
Not
Jesus.
Thor 3, however.
Not that Thor 3, taken. Because that's gone.
Yes, I'm going to mark it off my list as we speak. And that's gone. We, the black delegation, go with, Fuck.
That's a good movie.
Oh, when is Fuck coming out?
Yeah, Fuck is not coming out anytime soon, I don't think.
It's a Pixar movie.
Oh my god, that's a real turnabout for them. Real sea change.
Shit, I'm gonna go with the Justice League.
See, I was hoping Rob would fuck up, Travis.
Me too.
Rob did not fuck up.
You think Justice League will outperform Thor, huh?
I no, believe that Justice League will make all the money, yes.
Justice League will make tons of cash.
With a 20% Metacritic.
Okay,
it's got,
so
Wonder Woman in it.
Travis, we probably want to go with the Pixar movie, I guess.
Yeah, take the Pixar movie.
Which I'm not as confident as the first two.
No, I don't even know what it is.
I watched the trailer. It looked... kind of fucking dumb.
It does look kind of fucking dumb, but it is a Pixar movie.
Yeah.
It's a pretty light draft. I don't see anything that would really beat it.
Well, and it's not a knockout of the park with Pixar like it used to be. The Good Dinosaur didn't do great.
Cars 3.
But, you know, it's not the Emoji Movie, so we're good.
The Emoji Movie had a 9% Metacritic, Travis.
Oh,
a 9%. Wow.
I'm surprised it was that high.
And compared to the rest of the months, November's the one that has... I guess it doesn't have kids.
Okay, so we took Coco. That falls to you, Matt. You have the next 2 picks.
I will say that up to this point, the draft has gone exactly how I thought it would. I had Thor 3 first, Justice League 2nd, Coco 3rd.
That's what I had
too. Now, I mean, you think that Justice League is going to make more money but have a bad Metacritic, right?
I do think that Justice League is going to make more money and have a worse Metacritic, and I think that a lot of the people that really ran to Justice League's defense, that were in love with Wonder Woman, are going to be upset with Justice League.
Yes,
because there's going to be more focus on the white men in the movie instead of the female hero.
So you mean people are going to love Batman more than Wonder Woman? That's a shocker.
Yeah. Are you talking about my Tumblr people? Is that who you're talking about?
Yep, your Tumblr people.
My fellow Tumblrinos.
But you got to remember, Joss Whedon did take over the directorial reins from Zack Snyder there.
But he didn't really. Zack Snyder shot the whole movie, and then Joss Whedon is helping with post-production.
That's probably better. Zack Snyder has got the visual flair, while Joss Whedon's a better storyteller. So if you get Joss Whedon in the editing...
Yeah, he can tweak it.
Yeah.
So, Matt, you have the next 2 picks. What do you think?
So from here, I mean, it really is just...
It falls off quick. It falls off real quick.
I don't think so. I think there's one more solid pick out there.
Yeah, I think there's 4 more solid picks. Maybe 5.
So
Jim, the thing is I think that there's more movies in this list that we want to see.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about.
No, I think... I think there's a legit first rounder that competes with these other 3 movies out there still. I think there's one more.
All right, well, I don't know if I'm going to pick it, but I'm going to go with the next Lego film, Ninjago.
Okay.
That is not. But I think that'll do very well.
Yeah, I think that'll be fine.
So this is, you know, Joe and I spent probably like 40 minutes before the show today discussing this via Skype, and our second round looks really bleak. There's just so much, just like it's everything's so unpredictable.
There's a lot of, it's pretty much all like a Hail Mary pass. It really is.
Right. So I'm going to go with Suburbicon.
Suburbicon?
What the fuck is that?
Is that even on
That's
the
George Clooney movie that the Coen brothers wrote.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a trailer for that. You know, I don't even think that was on our list.
They wrote it but didn't direct it?
Sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah, it looks like a Coen brothers movie.
Yeah, it's got Matt Damon in it, don't it?
Matt Damon!
Okay. That is coming out in our time frame, right? Yeah, Friday, November 3rd. Okay.
Sorry. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. So, Travis, the next we have two up here.
Yep. I'm not sure about the order, but I'd be fine with either of them.
Napier, do you have a preference of the top two there?
I'm betting the second one is going to do better than the first one.
Okay.
I'd take that too.
So then I guess we'll go with Kingsman 2.
That's the one I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, shit. I looked at the wrong...
what were you looking at?
What are you looking at, Travis?
You like put like four lists in the chat.
Well, the one at the bottom would be the...
Oh, see, there it is.
You don't agree with that pick, Travis?
No, I'm fine. Like I said, either of those two I'm good with.
It was still the two, right? The two that... Okay.
Yep.
So then we're back to Rob with the next pick.
They have another scene like in the first one where he goes on a massive massacre in that church and just kills every fucking person in there.
Yeah.
God, that was awesome.
Because he is in the second one.
Yep.
All right.
Kind of hard when you get shot in the head.
You said hard.
And head.
Oh, yeah.
What about this Battle of the Sexes? It's a story of Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs. Anyone seen
it's on the list somewhere, Travis. There are Jim. It's not high, but it is on the list.
It looks right. Really, truly terrible.
Doesn't that look like a critical darling, though?
Yeah.
It's a hot topic right now with the John McEnroe comment and all that.
You know, it looks like that. Didn't Andy Samberg and pals just do like a weird parody of like the tennis thing? That looks like that.
Yeah,
to
it was
me.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
I was watching it, and then I saw, I said, there's something wrong with this trailer. And at the end, it said, from the producer of, what is that, Steve Carell with Dan in Real Life? I said, that's why it's terrible.
They're referencing Dan in Real Life from 10 years ago? Yeah, great.
So, Rob, you have this next pick.
I was letting your banter go back and forth while I formulated my strategy.
Yeah, I was buying you time, Rob. I was doing you a favor. Even though we're competitors, I feel like we are kindred spirits, so I was trying to help you out.
I got three picks here that I'm trying to ping pong back and forth.
Well, certainly, let us know your process.
So we can steal your picks.
Well, I know what I want to pick. I mean, what I want to see.
Aren't you a one-man guy? You got other people that...
No, it's just me, homie. Me
it's
and
the
Gis.
Random ramblings with Rob, not the random ramblings with a whole bunch of people.
Rob, have you thought about Wonder? It's the kid with the Eric Stoltz mask disease.
Oh, you talking about...
Oh, God, that movie just looks darling, Jim. I will cry my eyes out in that film.
I watched the fucking trailer before Spider-Man Homecoming. The waterworks are on, my friend.
My daughter's reading the book right now.
What was the dude with the jacked up face? Had the freckles and the red hair.
That was Mask.
Yeah.
Ed
not the Jim Carrey vehicle, but the Eric Stoltz, Sam Elliott share masterpiece.
All right, I'm going to go with, because I want to see it so bad. That's why I'm picking it. Hitman's Bodyguard.
Hitman's Bodyguard. Hmm. The people will be clamoring for Deadpool. But they can't have Deadpool yet. So what do? They go see The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Is that the sequel to the Whitney Houston flick?
I believe the song is in the trailer.
It is. And if you look at a lot of the movie trailers, they have a whole bunch of parodies of duo movies. Like they used the Bodyguard poster in one of them to where Kevin Costner was holding Whitney Houston, like the, you know, the position. They have Samuel L. Jackson and Ryan Reynolds in that same position from the Bodyguard poster.
It looks humorous. It does look like a movie that I will go see. Jim, you have the next two picks.
All right. I'm going to go. Oh, boy. This is tough.
Boy.
This is tough. So
I feel like Jim just keeps getting gifted.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it seem like. Like we just keep volleying it up for Jim.
I think
he has the skill to spike that ball.
Jim, you can spike it right now, I feel.
You see, I play the long game. You guys don't realize when I took the Annie remake, which you guys, Rob, I never say this, but they call Black Annie, which I did not call.
It was Black Annie. They made Annie and she was White Annie, and then they made a remake with Black Annie.
So,
you wanted to differentiate which Annie we're talking about, and it was the black one.
Yeah, and when you say it like that, because like in black culture, you call your auntie your auntie. So it sounds like that's what you're saying right now.
Well, I seriously don't think that Rob goes by Black Rob for a similar reason.
You could say it was Annie, the old one's production date.
Well, Mike,
the new one
to be fair,
is the recent production date.
Rob's spiritual leanings. He praises the Dark Lord.
Yeah, you'd be like, Annie, are you okay?
The Dark Lord, Michael Jackson.
At least early in his life.
So, yeah, I think we have an early Oscar contender. It's going to be a critical darling, and I don't mind taking Detroit next.
Detroit?
The new Catherine Bigelow movie.
People were tweeting that at Trump this week. Said, "Watch my movie Detroit, so you can be schooled on the state of our culture there."
Do you think that anybody wants to go see Detroit?
Not even people in Detroit.
Well, I learned a valuable lesson with Dunkirk. I didn't think anyone wanted to see that hot pile of garbage. But
did you go see Dunkirk? I saw Dunkirk, Jim. I saw it in IMAX. I contributed to the Lotus Cast's win.
Thank you.
And it was. It was good. It was. It's so loud. That IMAX is so loud. It's so loud.
Did it make you feel sick? The IMAX. The one time I saw a true IMAX, I thought I was going to throw up one time.
I just wish they'd turn it down a bit, Travis. It's so loud. Okay, Jim, you have the next pick too. This is where Jim truly tanks. You ready?
I was pretty consistent. Like I said, I was playing the long con with. With my original,
I feel like there's one there that's just obvious, right?
Maybe not.
But I want what I want, so
I made a list of like four full rounds of what I would take, and there's been two movies selected that weren't on my list, three movies taken that were not on my list.
Didn't have Detroit, huh?
I did not have Detroit. All right. No.
I didn't want to do it.
But Jim's taking Daddy's Home too.
give me Blade Runner.
Blade Runner.
Oh, yeah. That's the one there. I was talking about.
Me too.
Okay.
So it's not the one I really want. I'm holding out. I think it'll come back around to me. The one I really
want. It will not, because I think I know what you're thinking. Taking it.
They are really promoting the hell out of this thing, so probably not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Blade Runner, the sequel, is so long ago. It reminds me of the sequel to 300. Like, nobody went and saw that. Nobody went and saw the sequel to 300. Nobody went and saw the sequel to Sin City because they took too long. And they took even longer with this one. They took even longer.
There was, like, no returning characters. It was all fresh people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got the star power of Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford. I'm not worried about it.
Get off my fucking plane, he's going to say. Really cool.
So we are back to Rob. Rob, Blade Runner is gone, Rob.
I'm going with It.
Yes! That's what I would have taken.
I want that movie to fail so fucking bad.
Why do you want it to fail? I'll go see It. I will contribute to Rob's total on that because I think It is fun. I want to see
it. Fucking new trailer?
Looks amazing.
I disagree.
You don't think it looks good?
No, they already made it. It was fine. It was great.
I should have. It's terrible.
Okay, so Travis, the next two picks I have on the list that that are still available are The Dark Tower and Logan Lucky.
I want Dark Tower.
Same.
See, Dark Tower.
What you want?
It's gonna get just buried by critics, don't you think?
No.
So you think people critics are just gonna shit all over it?
Does it come out before?
Delayed a month.
Does it come out before It?
Yes.
Yeah.
People are gonna be jacked up to see a Stephen King thing, and they're gonna be like, if we have to wait for It, we're gonna go see Dark Tower.
The Dark Tower has a rabid following of people who read the books, right? So
it's been in the works for many years as well. Like, there was gonna be a TV series at one point, and then Ron Howard was gonna direct, and then it was gonna. I mean, it's been through all sorts of rigmarole. So now it's finally out with Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey. I think it's gonna do just fine.
I don't know. When you hear production like that, how it gets delayed and then recast, that doesn't make me confident. Makes me think
if I may interject, guys, Geostorm's still on the table, just so you know.
Geostorm! Jim, I'm going to see the fuck out of Geostorm, dude. No, Geostorm is going to be fucking garbage. Geostorm's going to be awful, but I'm going to go see it. I love seeing Gerard Butler save the world. I fucking love it. So you can count me in for fucking Geostorm.
Gerard Butler saves the world from the world.
Geostorm looks like a White House Down and White House Down was the one with Jamie Foxx.
Olympus
Fox.
Has fallen.
Olympus has fallen mixed with Armageddon. It just looks fucking terrible. It looks really bad, but I'm going to go see it.
Hey, Mike, you had me at mixed with.
Is he gonna have a line where he tells Zooey Deschanel it's the plants that are doing it?
No, Travis. They have a satellite in the sky that fixes the weather so that they don't have any bad weather. And the satellites, they go haywire and they make a whole bunch of bad weather.
That sounds like the plot of a bad 70s comic book where the Joker tries to create the weather to thwart Batman.
They were like, guys, San Andreas was a big deal. San Andreas made a lot of money. Let's do that. But let's put Gerard Butler in it, and he's got to fight people on a satellite in space.
Yes.
Just throw some sharks in that shit.
Throw some fucking sharks in it!
And while he's going up there, snakes on the plane.
Yeah! Yeah.
If they wanted Geostorm to be a hit, they should have just casted The Rock in the lead role because that's the literally only reason that San Andreas made $4.
Are these supposed to be farcical ideas? Because sign me up for every one of them. You guys got to get you in a Hollywood think tank.
I need your opinion.
All right.
I brought this up most recently on one of my podcasts. Actors. You know, we got The Rock, who is a big action star, a big movie star, period. Is it just me, or is The Rock just The Rock in every movie that he's in?
Yes. He's exactly like Arnold Schwarzenegger was right up until he made that movie End of Days, where he kind of played an alcoholic private detective or a detective or whatever.
Yeah.
The Rock is just The Rock.
All right,
but he doesn't
Kevin
need
Hart?
To be anybody else. You know, the funny thing Kevin about Hart The Rock is like, they don't even like cover up his tattoos. Like, he just has like his tattoo with the bull that's like his wrestling thing. And they're right. just like, yeah, this guy has that Rock tattoo. That's fine.
We know how you love The Rock. This is essentially The Rock.
Yeah, they don't even cover it up. They're not even like put some makeup on it and make this guy not The Rock.
Well, there's a lot of people like that. Will Ferrell plays Will Ferrell in every movie.
Yeah. And I just brought up, like, Kevin Hart is Kevin Hart in every movie. Will Smith is Will Smith in every movie. Goddamn. Like,
Will Smith in 7 Pounds. That movie was depressing.
Will Smith is Will Smith in every successful Will Smith.
Yeah, usually I'm happy to see Will Smith, but that movie 7 Pounds was depressing as fuck.
Yeah, it was. He lost all 7 of his pounds.
Matt, you have the next two picks.
Wait, what did you pick? What did you guys
pick?
I picked
The Dark Tower. Well, Travis picked The Dark Tower.
Oh, Dark Tower. Sorry, that was picked.
That was official.
And then Geostorm is going, right?
No, Geostorm is not gone, but it should be.
As is Hello, Mr. Policeman, the Snowman movie.
Travis, if that's available in the fourth round, can we take it?
Yep, okay, let's take it.
Which one are you taking?
We might take the Snowman, Matt, because we're really excited about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so there's a couple of my second round. Actually, two of my second round picks are still here.
Are they Logan Lucky and the Murder on the Orient Express?
Logan Lucky is on that list.
That looks bad. Like, I just saw a preview for that recently, and I was like, what the fuck am I looking at right now?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, it looks like it's probably going to be fun. It's not rated R.
Oh, it's not?
It's PG-13.
Oh, what a waste.
So I think our third round pick is going to go to Logan Lucky.
So Kylo Ren, James Bond, and that Magic Mike guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think people will go to it expecting Hugh Jackman to be in it?
He's a statesman now.
That's the sequel. He comes back to life.
So my fourth round pick is what I consider to be a sleeper. It was not on the initial list that went out.
You're real hipster with these non-listening.
I'm going to pull a... Who did that? Who was the podcast that pulled the movie?
The Bad Flicks. They were notorious for picking movies that were not on my list that sent out.
I'm going to do this, and I...
Well, you already did, because Suburbicon wasn't on the list.
But they didn't they take movies that, like, premiered in, like, two cities and never got wide releases?
Yeah.
Real. He's like, what, the VOD?
They just wanted to prove to us that they knew about movies we didn't know about.
Hey, you do a movie podcast, jerk off. We get it.
this really could be what makes us or breaks us, but I'm going with a movie coming out in October called Thank You for Your Service.
It's a war movie.
What?
It's a war movie.
A horror movie?
They come war back from movie? War.
Oh, war. Yeah. War movie.
Warrior?
You know, that has Amy Schumer in it.
Oh, no.
It does.
You can see your pick if you want, now that you know that.
It has Amy Schumer as a dramatic actress in it.
That's a shame.
Double oh no.
Man, did she drop out of Barbie for this one?
She did. So the director of this movie directed American Sniper. It's another biography war drama about PTSD and soldiers, which is... You know, the hot shit right now.
Didn't Clint Eastwood direct that?
What?
American Sniper?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
So is this a Clint Eastwood movie?
No.
No.
You just... I'm confused.
Hold on. Maybe I'm wrong.
Sounds like you are.
Sounds like I'm wrong.
But that's okay, because Amy Schumer's in it. She's got star power.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, Travis, man, this list really sucks.
Take the that's
See,
gone.
Murder on the Orient Express, Travis. It comes out like right in between the top three picks. Like it comes out like right in between Thor and Justice League. I think
Johnny Depp is in it though.
But see, you got to think like maybe the people who don't want to see a superhero movie, we'll go see this. Or
Kenneth
do you just
Branagh
think?
Directed.
I was reading a thing that was trying to convince me that The Murder on the Orient Express wasn't going to do too bad. And they said that it came out the same week, around the same time with similar circumstances as that Mel Gibson movie about the guy who ran around and saved people.
How many more picks
Jesus?
We got?
Yeah. Wow. The Jesus. So I mean, it's really either that, or we take a real shot and hope that Death Wish is good.
I think it's all a shot, but if I was gonna pick solely by myself, I would pick Death Wish only because it's Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis is making straight to DVD bullshit now. Bruce Willis is nobody anymore.
Oh, yeah. He will make anything if you're going to write him a check, and he's going to show up, and he's not going to take direction. He's going to be Bruce Willis, whether you like it or not, and that's the end of it. But, yeah, man, I don't know.
But this all but looks it, but terrible. I mean, we've seen a preview of Murder at the Orient Express, and, like, I don't think anybody gave a single fuck about it. We haven't seen anything for Death Wish, so maybe it comes out and people say, holy shit, this looks good.
Is there a trailer for Death Wish out yet?
No, not yet.
Is Charles Bronson attached at all?
He'll probably make a fun cameo like all of the original Ghostbusters did in the Lady Ghostbusters reboot.
No.
There's one thing I know about Bronson. Loves fun cameos.
Loves fun cameos.
But at the same time, Death Wish we haven't seen anything for, so maybe it gets pushed back and we get fucked.
I feel like Murder on the Orient Express is a throwaway pick anyway, so I will take anything at this point.
Or we go Geostorm.
Well, that's going to be terrible, so it does not matter to me.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking terrible.
Take Daddy's Home 2. That'll make a bunch of money. Maybe, like, was it Neighbors 2? Which one made a bunch of money? Neighbors 2?
No.
No, none of the sequels did.
No.
22 Jump Street, I think, made a bunch of money. But
22 Jump Street was good.
Yeah.
American Made actually looks good, but I don't think anybody's going to go see it.
Is that Made M-A-I-D? Or
no, it's Tom Cruise. It's Blow with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that was the working title. Tom Cruise's Blow movie.
Yeah, Tom Cruise can't open a movie anymore either.
Okay,
is that the Billie Jean King, Bobby Riggs. Film?
Napier, did anything we say strike a chord with you? What do you think?
I think Murder on the Orient Express might be safe for the fourth round.
Just like Dark Shadows and everything beyond Dark Shadows. Didn't he make a movie, another Hunter S. Thompson movie that gained no traction?
I don't People know.
Love Johnny Depp was in that Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
He was?
Yeah.
I watched about 10 minutes of that, and he wasn't in the 10 minutes I watched, so I would have never.
Yeah, because he was revealed at the very end of the movie. Spoilers!
Right. Yeah, it was at the end.
Was there other... Didn't that star the other Boleyn girl or something? Like, who is the main character in that? Wasn't he a trans in some other movie?
No,
that's called a dream, Travis. That's a dream you had.
Oh no, Eddie Redmayne. Yeah, he was the other Danish girl. That's right. That's why I didn't watch that.
So, Murder at the Orient Express, I guess.
Yep.
I guess that's like a required book to read in school, isn't it?
I never read it.
I don't read.
I can't.
Just wait for the movie.
A Family Guy made a joke about it once.
Well, I've been waiting this long for the Dark Tower.
So we have two book adaptions. A Pixar movie and a sequel to a movie that didn't make all that much money.
So, Mike, let me ask you, if we completely lose this, we just give this game to another podcast, right? And we just be done with it? We wash our hands of it?
No, we can't lose. Like, we can't get kicked out of our own game. So, I mean, so like if we lose, then just nobody gets kicked out.
Okay. So we just
Just refresh and get somebody else.
So, Rob, this is your last pick.
All right. It's I got a pick that's not on the list.
Ooh.
I got Annabelle Creation.
Oh, shit! Shit! Mike,
what?
Your list sucks.
Nobody goes and sees horror movies, Travis. Wait,
Annabelle was on the list.
It's not on my list.
Not on my list.
Not on the list I'm looking at.
Bullshit, man. Annabelle comes out around Halloween movie, or Halloween season. People are going to see Annabelle. It's getting like...
Nobody's going to go see that, Travis.
Yeah, nobody's going to go see that.
I'm going to go see it. I love that shit.
The last Annabelle movies have not done well at all.
There's only one.
No, like, but it's tied in with all those other...
you mean those Conjuring movies? That's the Conjuring movies. Entire universe of movies.
Right, they've got their own universe now.
Yeah, like The Nun and the Annabelles and the sequels, and yeah, nobody watches that shit.
Jim... You have the very last pick, and I know you're going to take Geostorm, right?
Good job, Rob.
Well, now I'm stewing this Annabelle creation thing and wondering what else is off the list.
If I had another pick, I had one more that was off the list.
Cult of Chucky's not on the list, but well, I think...
It's the last pick. Throw it to me. Let me hear what it is. Maybe I'll take it over my other one.
Don't help him. Don't help him, Rob.
I've been helping the whole goddamn game, Mike. You can help me.
Well, that's at your detriment, friend.
All right, I'm just going to step in my kitchen and let y'all hash this out.
Give me the Jennifer Lawrence-led Darren Aronofsky movie, Mother.
Mother.
Oh, here?
Mother.
Mother!
Not bad for the fourth round.
I hope she reprises her role from those leaked naked photos in that movie.
That is a very crass thing to say, Travis.
I am not worried about it.
I'm going to my Tumblr blog right now. Not safe water coolers. Talk about your male gaze and how it's affected me.
Well, she shouldn't take those pics if she doesn't want me to look at them.
I saw her butthole.
Yeah.
Sorts of things. Things.
Fantastic.
Does seeing her butthole make you less inclined to go see her films, more inclined to go see her films, or does it have no effect?
Neutral.
Interesting.
No effect.
I just know more now.
Yeah, no effect, I guess.
I would feel like, you know, like in a way, I think that it would make me less inclined to go because, like, you know, some of the mystery is gone.
I'm a little distracted when I watch a Jennifer Lawrence movie. That's why I haven't watched one since the second Hunger Games, but...
Is it because, like, you just imagine how many, like, selfies of her tits she took during the filming of it?
Yeah, when she was in her trailer, like, I can't focus on the story because I'm just thinking about what she's doing between takes.
I mean, absolutely. I'm not going to shame the woman for taking pictures of herself naked.
No, but, good on her. She felt good about herself.
But there's so many of them, Travis. So many.
It's like, and with different hairstyles. So
when is she not taking naked pictures of herself? There's so many of them.
And she's supposed to be so down to earth, but clearly she's a little vainglorious. I'm considered down to earth, too. Guess how many nude selfies I have on my phone.
She's doing God's work.
There's quite a few. I'm honest.
So, Jim has Thor 3, Detroit, Blade Runner, and Mother. Rob has The Justice League, The Hitman's Bodyguard, It, and Annabelle.
That's strong.
We have Coco, Kingsman 2, The Dark Tower, and Murder at the Orient Express. You know what's weird is we got the Dark Tower in the third round in a weak draft when last time we took him in the second round and in a strong draft. Man, we did a bad draft last time.
Yep.
Did a bad job, I think. And the Lotus Cast has the Lego Ninja Movie, Suburbicon, Logan Lucky, and Thank You for Your Service. And that's...
There it is.
Not like a not romantic this draft. I mean, we really just kind of trudged it out. There's not like a lot of exciting movies in here.
Yeah. Well, the one movie that I was speaking about that's not on the list is The Foreigner with Jackie Chan. This is the first movie I ever seen him play a bad guy in.
Is he a bad guy in that?
That would make me so happy.
Isn't he like avenging his dead kid or something?
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it's kind of like a law-abiding citizen to a degree.
Oh. Yeah, that looked kind of fun.
Is that Sam Jackson cop movie where he's a dickhead?
Hitman's Bodyguard?
Law-abiding citizen?
Oh, no, that was the other black guy, Jamie Foxx.
That can't be right.
Yeah, it's Jamie Foxx and Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
No, that's the president movie.
No, Jamie Foxx. No, Jamie Foxx wasn't House the down. President in the Gerard Butler one. That was Aaron Eckhart was the president in that.
Oh yeah, it was Jamie Foxx and Channing Tatum.
Yeah. That those two came out at like the same time. They made two Protect the President movies, but only one of them had a black president.
And only one of them was good and spawned a sequel.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, neither of them were particularly good, but yeah, only one of them spawned a sequel.
Agree to disagree.
I watch White House. I mean, not White House Down. I watch Olympus Fallen and London Is Fallen more times than I've seen White House Down.
Mm-hmm. I think in the test of time, I think Olympus Has Fallen will probably hold up better.
What do you think falls next? Because there's got to be a third one. Because I really enjoy
Space Is Falling.
space.
The sky is falling.
He's going to protect the president from some weird shit in space.
Yeah, the sky is falling.
I'm into that.
Oh, dude, like aliens?
Chicken Little down?
Yes.
So that was the draft. Rob needs to go to Walmart. I need to go to bed.
I need to plan for my sweet, sweet, sweet weekend.
I've been taking Tylenol with codeine.
Have you been mixing it with Sprite and grape drink?
Oh, can you like smash it up and mix it in there?
Purple drink.
Probably drink. Wouldn't be a good idea.
Come on, it might be a phenomenal idea.
Hey, Travis, what's so magical about your weekend?
People charge $200 a cup for that shit, Mike. Come on. My flashback weekend horror convention is coming up this weekend. I will be leaving Friday to spend too much money on people from Nightmare on Elm Street and Nightmare on Elm Street 4 and Nightmare on Elm Street 2 and Nightmare on Elm Street 5.
Hey, Travis, can you bring in your receipts, please?
We're going to have an update next week on all the money that Travis spent.
Keep a running tally with everything?
I have my Blu-ray of Never Sleep Again, the 8-hour Nightmare on Elm Street documentary ready that I had started a couple of years ago with signatures.
How much did you spend on the last convention?
Oh, hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Didn't we get it up to 900 and something?
Yeah, it was close to a grand.
I think with a hotel room, it was probably about $1,000. Yeah. No. This one I'm expecting to be quite a bit as well.
And Travis got kids, man.
Yeah, baby.
Kids, man.
Are you expecting this one to be more? Or you?
No, because the last one was more expensive up front because Robert Englund was in the Freddy Krueger makeup. One is not as expensive up front as the last one was. So I will be able to spend just as much money. Just don't have to pay it up front. So
I heard Robert Englund got some real small hands.
Oh, he's got very small hands.
Makes his dick look huge though.
His signature prices also went up this year from the last time I saw him by $30.
Well, he's a year closer to death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he must have cancer or something.
Now, so, Travis, I don't want to be a nag or anything, but as a representative of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program, are you going to represent the show in any capacity at this event?
Well, we'll see. I was going to take our old, outdated business cards. They have a table that people put their business cards on. So I was at least going to throw a couple of business cards on there and drop them through the hotel throughout the weekend. But,
I'm going to take a flat drunk.
Depending on how many cocktails I have, I bought the weekend ultimate pass. So that gives me access to the quote-unquote celebrity after party. Ooh. So if I can, like I said, depending on how many drinks I have, I might try to convince some quote-unquote celebrities to do like little bumpers.
Two questions.
Yeah.
How much is a weekend ultimate pass?
$270.
Oh, oh my God. To go have dinner with the gal who got killed third in Nightmare on Elm Street 5?
Fair, that includes a t-shirt. I get a free t-shirt.
Oh, well. You didn't say that before.
You get a t-shirt. You get a t-shirt and dinner.
See access to some autograph lines and
now,
some...
Is this dinner, is this like a... like a sit-down dinner, or is this like there's going to be mozzarella cheese sticks in a crock pot?
It's not even a dinner. It's an after party with a cash bar. So,
But the t-shirt, though, that's gratis.
Well, it's a t-shirt. Ultimate Pass, though, includes a couple of things like the outdoor screening of Nightmare on Elm Street 4, moderated Q&A, and introduced by at least 8 to 10 stars of Nightmare on Elm Street 4.
Is there any chance that you could get up at any of these moderated Q&As and ask someone if anal feels like pooping?
No, there's no chance to do that.
No.
I will be by myself, you have to remember.
Could you ask anyone if you can learn where they keep their wallets while filming? And we could have a whole new avenue.
Matt asked my question on the Lotus Cast Thursday. Yeah, I was so excited that Matt asked my question.
Oh, yeah, anything for you, Mike.
That I will possibly do at one of these panels, and I'll try to film if I do.
And you're flying solo to this thing.
I fly solo to all these things, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll tell you what, let's go around the horn. Let's just ask everybody. Jim, do you have something you want the people to know about? Do you have like a pick of the week?
Oh.
Jim.
Shit.
Jim.
Oh, you really fucking something, cornered
something
me
you've been
on that
enjoying.
One. I agree and throw to me first.
Something that you like that you just want to say, hey, guys, this is the thing that I like that maybe you would also like.
Fuck.
Okay, moving on.
I love
Rob.
That's good.
Rob, would you have a pick of the week?
Does it have to be like a movie or anything or just something?
It can be whatever you want.
Rob, something that you like that you think other people would also like.
Walmart.
Yeah?
All right. You can circle back to me.
Well,
Rob's not done, Jim. Come on.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, it's still in the vein of Walmart, though. I recently had a guest here locally in the Houston, Texas area, and we were able to go to Walmart, and we filmed some video in Walmart, and we were just walking around having a good old time.
Where can they find that video, our listeners?
Say what now?
Where can our listeners find
that
video?
Please stop shaking your fucking leg. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, I'm playing footsie with you under the table. What do you think I'm doing that for? You think I think
tickle,
you're cute?
Tickle.
Stop it. What are you doing?
Tickle.
Fucking knock it off.
Tickle. If you search the random ramblings with Rob.
Why are you laughing? Just stop doing it. You're shaking the whole goddamn table.
Okay.
Now, Rob.
If you rabble. If you search the random ramblings with Rob on YouTube, it'll be one of the feature videos. It's called A Stroll in Walmart with Foxy.
Fantastic. Okay, now we can cycle back to Jim.
Okay. Norm MacDonald Live podcast is back. First episode, David Letterman. Second episode, Mike Tyson. It's fucking very good. It's very funny and insightful. Norm's an excellent interviewer, and I encourage people, you can listen to it early if you have Amazon Prime Video, and then the podcast comes out on Tuesday. And then, of course, Seven Hells is now airing in conjunction with new season of Game of Thrones, and I would encourage anyone who enjoys Game of Thrones to
Jim,
listen to our companion piece.
How much of the podcast does he talk to Mike Tyson about pigeons?
I'm only about 45 minutes in, and I've heard zero pigeon talk.
Okay.
Talked about
Jim,
race, talked
are you watching this. It or are you listening to the podcast?
I just listen to the podcast.
So if you watch it, that show has the strangest close-ups of their guests and everybody that's on, like Adam and Norm. Like, it's a super close-up.
And I think Tyson was eating nuts the whole time.
Yeah, it was really bizarre. Like, I watched the Letterman episode, and they just really went super close to, like, the forehead and eyes and nose.
Yeah, I'm guessing the production values aren't too sky high.
I didn't really understand why they did that.
Matt, do you have a pick of the week?
So, I guess a rumor. The rumor mill.
Rumor has it.
That there's going to be a Flashpoint movie. Maybe they're going to do a Flashpoint movie for a solo Flash film.
Just to get rid of Ben Affleck.
They rumored that they're going to do a Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Flashpoint Batman.
Oh, I heard
as
about
Thomas
that.
Wayne. And I was like, that sounds like I would definitely throw all of my money at that. I like
as long as Bob Wire bet.
Joker is going to shit his pants.
Well, as long as they bring back Lauren Cohan as the Joker, his wife, the Joker, that's the only way they can do that.
Oh, they yeah.
I'm going to feel weird about watching a Flash that's not the Flash on TV. Used to.
Graham Gustin cannot fill out a movie suit. He's regulated to TV. The guy, fucking guy was in Glee, for Christ's sake.
Napier,
would you say you had a pick of the week?
I'm going to go with Rick and Morty for this week.
Rick and Morty again.
Yeah, new season.
New season.
I'm not going to watch that for another year, and then I'm going to pretend like I found it, even though Mike has been telling me to watch it for like 2 months.
Show me what you got.
Travis.
Travis's pick of the week this week is the Andrea Savage starring show on True TV called I'm Sorry.
It's so fucking funny.
So fucking funny. It's unbelievable.
It is very good. Yeah.
Goddamn.
They were really funny.
On True TV. It is so good. It's on Wednesdays, I believe, at 10, 9 Central.
What is it? What?
It's I'm Sorry. Yeah,
it's called I'm Sorry. It's fantastic. I laugh my ass off every single. I think there's only been like 4 episodes. It is so good.
Yes. Guys, I would say my pick of the week. We've been watching Ozark on Netflix.
Is that good?
And I don't know if I don't know if you'll like Ozark the way that I like Ozark, because the Ozark is about the Ozarks that like I've been to. And so while I'm watching the show, like I see stuff that I recognize, and it's fun to see Jason Bateman and Laura Linney running around in like places that I've been.
Where is the Ozark?
We watched the first 3, and they're very enjoyable. It's a good story so far. So that's
my Mike's just watching that show. To go, yeah, I've been there.
Does yeah, like I nudge my wife every time there's a local reference. Like they talk about the rivalry between the Cardinals and the Cubs. And
how infuriating must that be? Just I know what they're talking about. There.
To be honest, that's the same reason I watched the 70s show for 10 years, is because at the beginning of every episode they had a license plate from Wisconsin.
Does anybody get raped and also is told to squeal like a pig?
Not yet.
In the show or in his real life?
In real life, probably all over the place down there.
Guys, thanks for hanging out. Good luck to all of you in the Hollywood fantasy draft and what have you. We'll do it again next week. We'll have a recap of Travis's flashback weekend.
You goddamn right. Happy 30th anniversary to the Lost Boys.
Ooh.
Big birthday shout out.
You guys have a movie performing this weekend too, already.
You talking about the Lost Boys?
Dark Tower.
See it. Go see Dark Tower. Woo!
Wait, do you have advanced knowledge? Is there any Metacritic score up yet?
No.
100%.
Pennywise is in Detroit too.
Well, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to WFODshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balzonia, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. Basically, it's a monthly donation type thing. It's stupid, but a bunch of people have one and ultimately we're just sheep. If you want to give us money to do the same thing we do for free anyway, that'd be nice. We'll say thanks. If not, no sweat. This won't change our relationship at all, you ungrateful fuckfaces.
It's Build Bonanza, the amazing new building block rolls that stick, bend, and flex to create outrageous effects. It's easy. Just peel and apply to virtually any surface. Then connect your blocks. Wow, a custom base to build outer space. Thanks to our universal peg system, Build Bonanza connects with Lego blocks, Mega blocks, and more to build and play like never before. And look, it cuts to any size, so you can race around furniture, curve up the walls, connect to windows, even swirl around the globe. Then it easily peels off. And don't worry, there's no sticky residue left behind. Build Bonanza is even reusable over and over again for years of fun. The magic? Flex Peg technology that grabs tight to your blocks while bending and flexing in any direction. Go ahead, suspend a bridge from your fridge. Wow, they're even waterproof. Forget flat, boring landscapes. Now build up, under, and all around with Build Bonanza. Build, build, build.